talk about this grant. It's going to help get ticks tested, but you need the help of the public.
Sure. Cape Cod Healthcare, through their community benefits grant program, we receive funding to support subsidized tick testing for Cape residents. This includes a new pathogen that we found through a research project last year distributed on the Cape, Powassan virus. So we want to learn a whole lot more about that.
Now, why would the public want to send a tick away to be tested?
Why would we encourage the public to send a tick to college?
That's right.
It provides hard data for people about what they were potentially exposed to. That if they know they had a tick bite and they're not feeling well and they start a conversation with their doctor, it actually can help the doctor hone in on a more accurate diagnosis. So if you send a tick to the test lab at UMass Amherst, within 3 days, you will receive a report of what that tick was carrying. Now we're up to 5 different pathogens, and we see a certain level of co-infection, meaning they're carrying probably Lyme plus 1, 2, 3, or even 4 of these other things. We've spoken about this program with the medical community, and they seem to be embracing it as a useful tool.
What does it cost to get a tick tested?
For this program, $15. You can test the tick and find out exactly what it was packing.
And how long does this grant program last? Will the funds run out, or is it for the season?
The subsidy will last until we basically run the pot of money out. We feel that based on previous years of submissions, we probably have enough money to run this out through the end of NIMP stage tick activity, which is early to mid-August.
And remind us, Larry, what can people do to prevent a tick bite in the first place?
Protect yourself, protect your yard, and protect your pet. For personal protection, permethrin-treated clothing and footwear. And for protecting your yard, I'm a big fan of perimeter yard sprays. Treating those areas late May and late June, you can afford another level of protection for you and your family. And then for your pets, there's a lot of over-the-counter products that are available.
Well, Larry Dapsis, County Entomologist, thanks so much for the latest tick update. I'm sure we'll be talking to you as the season gets warmer.
Enjoy the upcoming spring and summer, and please stay tick safe.